Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, November 14th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. A group of St. Louis citizens says they have gathered enough signatures to prompt the state auditor to take a look at the city.
The group Audit STL 2024 says they met with and presented these signatures to a representative from the Missouri State Auditor's Office. One of the organizers, Andy Polacek, says they have a number of financial concerns they want the auditor to take a look at.
Yeah, the water bill went up. Is it going towards water? We did a road bond, I don't know if that was 4 years ago, something like that. People don't feel like the roads are much better.
Polacek adds the handling of ARPA and RAM settlement money the city has received is also a concern. Emmett Coleman played a role in gathering support from North City and says the North City grant program was a motivation for many signees.
What's the next steps? Where's the transparency? What's going on with the grants, you know, administered through SLDC.
The auditor's office acknowledged to them they have received the signatures, and now they await verification from the Board of Elections. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
State Auditor Fitzpatrick also raising questions about how Missouri's property tax credit, also known as the circuit breaker credit, is becoming less effective for the very residents it was supposed to help.
First off, this is completely different from the senior property tax freeze program. The Missouri property tax credit is critical to older people and Missourians with disabilities living on fixed incomes. Fitzpatrick says legislation to update the credit is sorely needed. Tracy Gleason is with the Missouri Budget Project.
Because it hasn't been updated, the eligibility nor the amount of the credit, fewer and fewer people are eligible and the credit gets smaller. So those Missourians living with disabilities, those older adults who are on fixed incomes who have traditionally turned to the Missouri Property Tax Credit for relief, they are no longer eligible.
So even though housing costs and property tax costs have risen, the formula for the tax credit has not. Lawmakers can help their constituents stay in their homes by increasing both income eligibility and the amount of the credit to account for growing incomes and housing costs, ensuring the credit is adjusted over time so it does not quickly become outdated again. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Mike Kehoe says he started the transition to governor since the day after the election. He tells Chris and Amy how much of that team will be new hires versus staff from Governor Parson's administration.
And we're talking to cabinet members and different levels of folks in state government to just make sure they understand, you know, what our focus is, our crime focus, our economic development focus, education and agriculture, find out what roles they can play and what their plan is to help us achieve those goals. So there'll be plenty of people that are likely familiar faces to those who watch state government, and there might be a few new ones.
Kehoe will be sworn in as the 58th governor of Missouri on January 13th.
The Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission has unanimously chosen Ed Hassinger as the new MoDOT director. He's been with MoDOT for about 40 years, most recently as interim director. He says he's going to take it to the next level.
I've led our Hannibal district. I've led our St. Louis district. I've been the chief engineer for a decade and deputy director for the last five. So I tell people early in my career, I got to build a lot of great things. Now my job is to build the teams that build those great things.
He has a variety of priorities like further investment in MoDOT employees, worker and driver safety, as well as improving roadside aesthetics.
Missouri is on track to end the year with fewer traffic deaths than last year. Highways and Transportation Commission Chair Dustin Boatwright says statewide traffic deaths have declined 8% compared to 2023. He says a couple of initiatives have led to the reduction, including a safest driver competition among Missouri businesses.
And the results showed that participants who actively engaged in the competition improved their own driving behavior and, more impressively, were 75% less distracted than the average driver.
More than 70 Missouri high schools have signed up for a similar competition that targets teen drivers.
Local researchers say a vaccine they've been studying shows promise against an aggressive form of breast cancer.
A small clinical trial conducted at Washington University School of Medicine gave patients with triple-negative breast cancer an investigational vaccine designed to prevent the recurrence of tumors. WashU and Siteman Cancer Center surgical oncologist Dr. William Galanders says these personalized cancer vaccines were found to be quite successful.
One nice thing is that these personalized cancer vaccines, they have very few side effects. So as opposed to many other cancer treatments that have many side effects, these vaccines have very few side effects.
Triple-negative breast cancer accounts for 15% of all breast cancer cases, but it's very deadly. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
A biotechnology company could be the main tenant of Washington University's $95 million redevelopment of the old Goodwill building on Forest Park Parkway. That building is in the Cortex Innovation District. The city's TIF commission yesterday approved up to $4 million in TIF funding. Cortex president Sam Fiorello called that funding vital in securing that anchor tenant commitment. Although he didn't name the company, the Business Journal reports it could be C2N Diagnostics, a WashU spinoff company working on blood-based diagnostic tools for Alzheimer's disease. From the KMOX Business Desk, architecture firm HOK is moving again, but they're staying downtown. A decade ago, HOK moved out of the Met Square building that it designed. Now they are moving out of their digs at 10 South Broadway and moving into Peabody Plaza on Market Street, next to City Garden. Unlike many companies downsizing office space, HOK is expanding its footprint with a lease for 42,000 square feet, taking up the fourth and fifth floors. The company has about 170 employees locally, with more than 1,700 globally in 26 offices.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.